Hello, I'm Laura Castleton, U.S. Head of Portfolio Construction and Strategy at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here's your midday brief from Monday, June 21st. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal. The Supreme Court ruled unanimously that the NCAA's strict limits on compensating college athletes violate U.S. antitrust law. The court upheld lower court rulings that said the NCAA unlawfully limited schools from competing for player talent by offering better benefits to the detriment of college athletes. Moderna is adding two production lines at the Massachusetts facility where it makes its COVID-19 vaccine. The company is also expanding production capacity outside the U.S., with a goal of roughly tripling its annual global output to about 3 billion doses next year. Regulatory filings show that several top executives at Lordstown Motors sold off chunks of stock in the electric truck company before financial troubles came to light. Securities lawyers say such trades raise questions about the company's internal controls. A special committee formed by the company's board determined the stock sales were unrelated to the company's performance. And U.S. stocks began the week with gains following last week's market turbulence. By midday, the Dow Jones Industrials were up more than 1.5%. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ.